Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm interviewing the gorgeous Candy Washington. And Candy is an actress, a writer, an on-camera host, an influencer, and the founder of Actress with Style. It's a very popular lifestyle brand that focuses on fashion, beauty, entertainment, and travel. And I'm so interested to hear about the Billionaire Blogger Society and her book, Sugar Pills, 10 Days to Awaken Your Inner Power. So welcome, Candy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share with you guys.
Me too. So tell me all about this 10 Days of Sugar Pills and Awakening My Inner Power. What is that all about?
Yeah, so the book is called Sugar Pills, 10 Days to Awaken Your Inner Power. And Sugar Pills is almost a play on my name because I'm Candy. But it's also a throwback to the placebo effect. Like if you believe something will help you, it will. So the book is really about having that self-belief and self-confidence and self-worth, particularly as a creative professional. Because I found being an actress and being a social media influencer and being a writer that we usually put so much of our self-worth in what we do. We feel that we're the product. So I wanted to really teach people how to separate what you do from who you are and how to separate the persona that you're creating on Instagram or the persona that you're creating, you know, in film or TV or whatever you're doing versus your person. And so I just walk people through 10 different steps to awaken the power of perseverance, of having a vision, of having standards, of creating, you know, a tribe, a community of people, and still maintaining your sense of self while really looking for your success. And it's just based on different experiences that I've had myself, you know, really being an entrepreneur and being a creative professional.
That's amazing. And you graduated from Georgetown University.
I did. Yeah. Go Hoyas.
Yay. I have two Hoyas at Georgetown. They're going into junior year. So excited. My twins go there. How old are you?
I'm an actress, so I'm as old as the character.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to borrow that line from now on.
My agent would be very proud. He's taught me well.
So you're not allowed to disclose your age, even though it's available on Google.
Well, you know, they can Google it if they want to.
That's true. Okay, I'm going to adopt that philosophy. Age is unimportant. It's whatever we want to be.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious how such a young person has like blasted right out of college and you went to New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts mm-hmm. and studied acting and you seem to have really launched your career so quickly. What were kind of the key things? Like, didn't you leave college like a usual confused college kid that didn't quite know what they were doing with their life?
Well, I think that for me, I didn't leave college feeling confused. I left college feeling curious about what, you know, my life would look like and what would unfold and the people I would meet and the experiences that I had. So I had a curiosity leaving college, not so much a confusion. And so since I was curious about, you know, writing and acting and, you know, all these creative things, because I was on the pre-law track for so long. And like at the very end, I was like, no, I don't want to go to law school. I want to do something creative and fun. So I just really decided to follow my curiosity. And so I was, you know, working and doing like fashion PR during the day. And then at night I would go to the New York Conservatory. And then on the weekends and in the morning before going to work, I'd be working on my blog and social media. So I was just kind of doing it all until I got to a point where I really had to decide, where do I really want to put my energy? Where do I really want to put my focus? Because I can't be split all of the time, even though I'm doing all these different things, I really need to find strength in being singular and being focused. And so I really decided that I had my own vision for a brand I wanted to create. I had my own vision for the life I wanted to live and the message I wanted to send and the community that I wanted to be a part of. So for me, it was more of, I just decided to follow my curiosity and not knowing was okay. Just what was I curious about and what made me want to wake up in the morning? What was I passionate about? So for me, that's really how I got to where I am. I just sort of let my passion and my curiosity be my guide.
So you're a VIP influencer for TV shows, movies, like the red carpet premiere of the Power Rangers, the Fox TV yeah. show, Empire, Star, Lethal Weapon, and Pitch. So that's so interesting. How is it being an influencer these days? It's so sort of controversial, I think.
I think any time where someone, it really takes ownership of their career and they take ownership of their lifestyle and they take ownership of their income, it's always deemed as kind of like controversial just because it goes against the societal norm of go to college, graduate, work 9 to 5, clock in, clock out. So I think when you, as an influencer, what really drew me to that like world and lifestyle was my own autonomy, you know, finding the clients I really wanted to work with, making the connections I really wanted to have, you know, having like working with all these different shows, and movies and films and stuff like that. So I think anytime a career or lifestyle goes against what the societal norm is, it's always deemed as controversial, kind of until they're able to take it over, I guess. So I think now the biggest thing for being an influencer is really having a sense of integrity and transparency. So now everyone wants to be an influencer. Like every girl with an iPhone and an IG account is like, I'm an influencer. But they don't realize that there's such a business behind it. Like, what are the relationships you're having? What are your analytics? Who are your clients? Do you have a relationship with a publicist? What's your business model and plan? Like, do you have, you know, a self-employed IRA setup? So when you get to 10 years from now and you've been doing social media influence, but you don't have like a savings account or a retirement account, like, is it really a business that you're doing? So I think that there are so many different aspects of it that makes it the difference between an amateur versus a professional. Like a professional influencer, you get paid for what you do. It's actually a business. You have a plan that's set up for it versus being an amateur where it's like, yeah, sure, send me some free product and I'm going to post about it on my IG account. Cool.
Yeah, there's a big difference. It is very controversial, I think, not just because it's not a 9-to-5 job, but just as you said, because everyone thinks they can be an influencer these days. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that influencer engagement, I was reading an article this morning that said this month influencer engagement and analytics are at an all-time low, actually. And I don't know if it's because everybody's on vacation or in Europe, but it's interesting because even consumers are getting exhausted by this constant flow of beautiful girls hawking goods on their Instagram, you know, whether it's outfits, makeup, or, you know, diet teas or whatever it is, it's like become very obvious that you don't just talk about things for no reason.
Well, I think that's two things. I think one, if you are, you know, a consumer or an audience of an influencer and you're tying how you feel about yourself with what people are posting, I think that's more of like your personal issue to work through. Because if you're looking at an influencer and their IG, clearly that's what they're doing professionally. So of course it's going to be, you know, Photoshopped and curated, and it's a very, you know, highly stylized Instagram account. It's not an accurate account of somebody who's just like normal day to day. So to me, it's synonymous with like, I don't open up a Vogue magazine and see an advertisement with the models and actually think, wow, I'm a horrible person and I'm not doing the best I can do and I look bad because I see this, you know, idealized sense of a model in a Vogue magazine and think that's what I aspire toward. I think some people do that, but I think we have to have a healthy perspective of what is an advertisement, what is somebody's job and career versus what's actually attainable for yourself. I think you should be able to look at that and feel inspired by it. I don't think you should tie your self-worth into it. And I think that if you're feeling this sort of like social media influencer fatigue, you're the person who curates your feed. So rather than like hate on an influencer for doing their job, that's what their job is. Their job is to work with these brands, to post about it and to share it. And then they get paid for it. Mm-hmm. That is what their job is. So if you're getting fatigued by somebody doing their job, then don't follow them. Mute them. Mm-hmm. Follow accounts that make you feel good about yourself. No one is forcing you to follow these accounts. So I think that when it comes to influencer fatigue, people need to take accountability for how are they curating their own feeds and what is their perspective when it comes to that. Because like I, you know, I'm a human too. So there are some influencers where I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this. And when I get caught up in that, I have to check myself and be like, no, chill. You're on your own path. You're on your own race. It's not, you don't have to compare your life. Maybe take a pause and, you know, look at some inspirational quotes or some funny memes or some cats or somebody baking. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that makes you happy or brings you joy in that moment. Because at the end of the day, you are accountable for yourself and how you feel. And you can't hate on somebody else for doing their job.
Very true. I follow a bunch of accounts with pugs because I love pugs. A bunch of funny memes, and then it's like all is good with the world when you see cute pugs. And also I follow a bunch of chubby baby accounts. Those are really fun too. Tell me about your thoughts on beauty and if you think it's important for boss girls in this day and age to maintain their appearance and why there is so much stigma against, you know, doing that kind of maintenance with injectables or Botox.
So what I think about using Botox and fillers to look good, I think if that's what you want to do, then do it. And I think that a lot of times there's a lot of stigma around it or judgment around it because of not necessarily other people judging us, but our own self-judgment that we project onto other people. So we think, oh, people are going to think I'm vain, or people are going to think I'm fake, or people are going to think I'm phony if I do injectors or fillers, blah, 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 blah. But I think that's more of like our own internal compass of thinking, of judging ourselves. Like, am I being fake by doing this? Am I being phony by doing this? But I think if you have something available to you that's going to make you look better and feel better, why not? Obviously, there's extremes, but there's extremes for everything. So I think if you want to do Botox and you want to do fillers because it'll just make you feel good, then why not? You should do it. You should do it and you should own it and you should be proud of it. I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of for wanting to elevate how you look.
I agree fully. And then for your billionaire blogger society, how do you even find time to do it all? And what tips do you have for bloggers out there who might be listening for content creation? What do you advise your billionaires?
Yeah, so the advice I have for other bloggers on content creation would be create what you love and create what you're curious about. So take an inventory of your day. You know, if you wake up in the morning and you do a meditation, create content around that. If you go out for a hike or a jog, create content around that. If you have a killer, you know, smoothie that you use, you know, create content around like what your killer smoothie recipe is. You know, if you're the girl that everyone goes to for fashion advice, create content around that. You know, if you have a book club, create content around that. You know, if you are the girl that everyone's like, hey, like, who does your Botox? Who does your fillers? You know, create content around that. So I would say just take inventory of like your life and what you're already doing and what you love, and then authentically share that and create content around that and make sure it's quality content. For me, I always want to make sure what value is this content adding. And one central question that I always ask myself before I post anything is, how is the person who's going to engage with this content going to feel? So I always want to make sure that I'm not just thinking about my agenda for pushing out the content, but I also want to honor the person that's going to be engaging with it. So if I am going to do that post around, you know, mascara, you know, how to get that smoky eye, but I want the smoky eye because I'm going on this killer job interview and I want to make sure my confidence is up from the inside out. So I'm not worried about my looks because I know I nailed my look. I'm just going to go in there and just like let myself and my smart shine through or whatever it is. So how is my content going to affect the person having it or engaging with it? What value does it add to them? And then how can they use that content in their life? So that's kind of like what my thought process is for creating content. And also take risk. Don't feel like you have to be a cookie cutter. Don't feel like everyone's doing, you know, flat tummy tea or everyone is, you know, hanging out on yachts or whatever. Like, sure, that's like sexy and fun and flashy, but don't be afraid just to be who you are authentically and share that, because that in and of itself is unique and interesting and cool. And you will find your tribe of people who is totally into that weird, unique thing about yourself. So don't be afraid to take risks and to stand out, and don't feel that you have to do every single trend. Like, I never do like the face app trends. Like, I just don't. I'm like, no, I can't do this, or like weird, like dabbing trends. Cause like, that's just not who I am at my core. Like, in the slightest. So I was like, don't even try and be a fronter. Just stick to what you can do. So I would say don't be afraid to be your authentic self, and don't feel like you have to engage in every single trend or hashtag.
Well, I think that is such wholesome and appropriate advice. And I feel like you're so amazing, all the things you're doing and balancing it all really with a lot of style and success. So congratulations on really successfully integrating all those ideas into your own lifestyle. And I hope.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. I hope our followers and listeners will go and find you. What website can they find you at and learn more about awakening their inner power?
Yeah, so you can find me at my website, candywashington.com, and also over at my Instagram, at candywashington. You can find my book, Sugar Pills, 10 Days to Awaken Your Inner Power, on Amazon. And it's also available on Amazon Kindle, so so both the hard copy and the digital copy. And I also have a podcast of the same name, Sugar Pills, 10 Days to Awaken Your Inner Power, which is basically just the digital companion to that. I also consult other creative professionals on how to create profitable personal brands at the Billionaire Blogger Society. And you can find that at thebillionairebloggersociety.com. And I have a new upcoming web series that I just booked. It's called The Salon. And we are shooting that in October, and that will be available on streaming platforms.
How interesting. And where is that going to be showing, on which website?
I'm not sure where the producers have gotten distribution, but it's going to be on like an Amazon, Netflix type streaming platform, like a Hulu.
That's so fun. Come visit me on your new platform with your web series, The Salon. I'd love to do some Botox for you or some Xeomin. We met at the Later Haters meeting, and I'm all about helping girls advance their confidence and their beauty.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that. I've never done it before. I'm like a facial girl, but I'm definitely open to seeing what like the possibilities would be and sort of expanding my horizons.
Yeah, I think if you've tried facials and you're someone who's really taking great care of your skin, the next best step is Botox because of the prevention. And when I say Botox, I mean Xeomin. It's actually the most ultra pure brand. And I highly recommend that for younger people. And it's just one way to prevent the repetitive crinkles that will develop in any forehead with time and age. And why not stay smoother?
Totally. Actually, I have a quick question. Do you do it around the laugh lines? Because I find like that's actually like my forehead is like, you know, knock on wood, it's pretty smooth right now, but my laugh lines, because I'm like always like in a permanent, like cheesy smile, like it's true. Like I'm always like cheesing, like my laugh lines, I definitely have noticed. I will like have like the makeup like in the creases, you know, like more so than I've ever had before.
No, so not so much in laugh lines. We can do filler there. We want you to be able to retain the muscle movement of smiling, but we can definitely do some filler there. So that's something we could look at when you come in. But yeah, I'd love to have you. You can definitely do your maintenance. It's important on camera. Makeup kind of collects in those creases. And I think you'd really love it. So I look forward to bringing you into the office.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that. Thank you so much.
Well, Candy, I think you're so amazing. And you're pulling together all these aspects of your life. And you've really focused down. And I think everything you say follows your philosophy of really awakening your own inner power. And I love that.
Catch us on Tuesdays for a longer podcast, and don't forget to find us on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. Our website is the same, www.beautybydrkay.com. And for those of you who want to subscribe to the podcast, review it, and screenshot your review, email that over to info@beautybydrk, and we are going to send you a sample of our neck cream or our nighttime diamond line refine, which is amazing Retin-A to tighten your pores and amazing neck cream to tighten those crepey necks. So check out our skincare line at Beauty by Dr. K, and see you next time. Stay beautiful.